We are getting back into the Bitcoin Basics series. Now that we've understood the major pieces, we've understood what is important, and we know how to interact with it, it's time to just figure out how to get some Bitcoin. This is Bitcoin Basics Episode 8. How do I buy Bitcoin? The best in Bitcoin made audible. I am Guy Swan, and this is Bitcoin Audible. What is up, guys? Welcome back to Bitcoin Audible. I am Guy Swan, the guy who has read more about Bitcoin than anybody else you know. And we are actually getting back into our Bitcoin Basics series, mostly because I've just gotten this question recently. And it's funny, it's easy to kind of skip over some of the most basic things in Bitcoin, just kind of assuming people know about the services and know how to kind of start things off. So, you know, we've talked about in the Bitcoin Basics series, we've talked about, you know, what keys are, like how to think about, you know, the keys to the kingdom, right? If your Bitcoin seed is what determines the entirety of your ownership. We've talked about hashes and proof of work. We've talked about like the overall arching idea of what it is. Now, how wallets and transactions work. I highly encourage Basics Episode 4 if you haven't really dove in to play with Bitcoin yet, because it's just, I know it's unfamiliar or it can seem foreign when you're first getting into it, but it is actually pretty conceptually simple. You know, it's not unlike just having a bank account number in which you give somebody else your bank account number so that they can, you know, wire you money, or that the company that you work for, they do direct deposit, so you put in your account number and your routing number. Well, you can kind of think of addresses, like an address on the Bitcoin chain, as an account number. It's not perfectly analogous because you're creating new accounts. It's almost more like a payment invoice number, but you can reuse the same ones. It's not recommended. You should probably generate a new one every single time, but your seed phrase is kind of like your master password, and then you generate addresses that are essentially a lockbox for other people to send Bitcoin to. But the real question is, how do you get the Bitcoin? You can set up a wallet, you can start using Lightning, you can do all of these things, but how do you actually get the Bitcoin? And unfortunately, and I've run into this problem with someone I'm doing business with who is quote unquote, like slightly the owner of the business is like, oh yeah, sure, the crypto thing. And we've kind of gone back and forth about how to manage it, but he definitely doesn't really know. And the only reason he can accept it is because he's accepting it as a merchant account on Coinbase. And I get this a lot, that everybody's just using Coinbase. I mean, I'm pretty sure I've chatted with Robbie the Fire, and I'm just going to publicly give him shit about this, is that he still has his Bitcoin on Coinbase the last I spoke to him. I keep telling him he needs to withdraw, that he needs to get his cold card or any hardware wallet. I should just buy him one and send it to him. Then he doesn't have an excuse. Then I can really make him feel guilty. But I know he just has it on Coinbase, and I know a lot of people use Coinbase, even though I really think it's not a great... I'll caveat here. Coinbase has, shockingly, throughout all of this, never been hit with a really, really bad hack. They've done a very good job at keeping people's Bitcoin safe. And they're regulated, they're, you know, front-facing, they're quote-unquote official. So I wouldn't say that it's dangerous to use them from the context of, like, am I expected to be rug pulled by this company? However, I do not think they have Bitcoin's best interest at heart. I do not think they have their customers' best interest at heart. I think they are trying everything to just sell them crypto crap because they make money off of fees. So every new airdrop, every new shitcoin, they are trying to push on their user. That you are going to be confused if you go over there. You're going to be like, oh, well, here's expensive Bitcoin, but here's some cheap Bitcoin second, Bitcoin Dark and Bitcoin 2.0, and this is lower costs, and it literally says it's better. Look at the description. It does all this. Here's this Solana thing that does all these smart contracts, and they don't care that they're selling you crap. They don't care. They make money off of it. And then obviously, I don't think they don't give a crap about your privacy. They're going to send everything that the IRS ever requests, everything that the regulators ever request, and they'll probably package and sell your ownership and transaction history to other companies. So from that standpoint, sure, they're a big legitimate business and you probably don't have much of a concern about them rug pulling you, but they are not the Bitcoin ethos. They are not the reason. They do not embrace the reason that Bitcoin exists. They have been basically the slowest in the whole space, dragging their ass to even get Lightning, to even recognize Lightning. Brian Armstrong went years without even tweeting the word Bitcoin. It was just crypto, crypto, crypto. And I think he's just butthurt because Coinbase was one of the leading players in the we're going to hard fork Bitcoin to bigger blocks and there's nothing you can do about it movement that failed miserably. I literally think he has a personal vendetta. Like, I think he's still genuinely butthurt about the way things happen because he knew how to fix Bitcoin and the users refused to do what he said. So, I don't recommend Coinbase. But if you bought Bitcoin on Coinbase, it's not the end of the world. It's fine. Get it off. Get it in your custody. But I think you should use something else going forward. So, how do we get Bitcoin? How do we get Bitcoin cheaply, easily, you know, with the lowest barrier? Now, all of these institutions that you're going to be buying from, the places that you're going to be looking for acquiring some Bitcoin. Now, obviously, you can just do something like Nodeless and you can accept Bitcoin to build a paywall. If you're selling something online and you want to get Bitcoin, being a merchant and offering a good or service, even better, offering a discount. Seriously, if you are producing anything, you have anything of value, go try, hell, get on Noster and get zapped. There's actually a lot of low barrier ways in which you can get Bitcoin if you are providing some other service, if you have some sort of good or something to sell, if you have something on Facebook Marketplace, you're trying to get rid of some old stuff, sell it for Bitcoin. I really don't think this is taken advantage of enough. People are looking for, and there are simpler, you know, more straightforward, okay, just sign up for this app and then buy Bitcoin options. And I get it. It's a low barrier. It's easier to wrap your head around. But I swear, everybody has stuff that they're trying to get rid of. Everybody has something to sell. Everybody has something of value in order to provide. Provide it for Bitcoin. You're not going to get a ton of sales in Bitcoin just because everybody wants to hold on to their Bitcoin because it's actually worth something. Everybody wants to dump fiat. It's Gresham's Law in action. But if you offer a small discount, it was just offer, you know, removing the merchant fees. And then advertise, you'll get some Bitcoin. And you put it on your balance sheet. You stick it in your savings. You stick it on your hardware wallet. And you're good to go. And this is literally why we've partnered with Nodeless, by the way, is that there's hardly any simpler way to go ahead and get set up to start accepting this. I just cannot believe the number of people who are not utilizing this. Like, if you have BTC Pay Server, I mean, granted, you know, if you're using BTC Pay Server, that's great. But if you have a freaking website and you're selling something or you're doing something in Bitcoin and you want to accept Bitcoin, I do not know of a simpler way right now than Nodeless. The integration is incredibly simple. And this isn't really an ad. I guess it sort of is an ad because they sponsor the show. But I'm just telling you that if you want to do that easily and you want to do it in a few clicks and you don't have to deal with a subscription, you don't have to worry about whether or not you're getting tons of Bitcoin business or not, the cover, you know, whatever the cost is, it's literally just no KYC. You set it up, set up an account, put up a paywall for one of your, you're selling digital art, you're selling audiobooks, you're accepting donations for whatever thing you're working on, a development project or open source project. You want to accept donations. Nodeless makes it easy. So I recommend first, before anything else, is look what you have to offer. Look what value you have to provide to, or things that you want to get rid of. And you can always advertise on Facebook Marketplace, on eBay, or Craigslist, or anything like that, that you accept Bitcoin, and you can just send an invoice out of band with those things. I've done that a couple of times on Facebook Marketplace. That, in my opinion, is by far the most private, the most sovereign, and the most what can you offer to Bitcoin way. A way to actually contribute, to actually participate in the community, and to understand what it's like from the context of accepting it. Like, you're just straight out the gate, you're just operating with Bitcoin. You're not using a custodian that has Bitcoin IOUs. You're not then having to think about, like, oh, how do I get my custody of the coins and set up a wallet? Like, it's just go set up Phoenix Wallet, which literally takes no time at all. And then you can give a Bitcoin address if they want to do it on chain. And you can give a Lightning invoice if you want to do it over Lightning, which I recommend just going straight to Lightning. They send you the payment. You send them the goods. So that's where I say start thinking about it. And if you want to get into the community, you want to get into, like, be able to talk to people and ask questions about it, I highly recommend Nostr. You'll need to do a custodial wallet in order to receive, to put in a Lightning address, because it's like an email address, so it has to be hosted and online. But I recommend GetAlby, GetAlby.com, GetAlby.com. And I recommend them because they have a basic built-in custodial Lightning wallet, but then also, and you have a Bitcoin address or a Lightning address that you can use. So it would be like mine is theguyswan@getalby.com. So if you literally type that in right now into your Phoenix wallet or Wallet of Satoshi, or really probably any major Lightning wallet these days, and then just punched in some sats, I would receive those sats. You would just send them to me like an email address. Which, if you want to do that, I highly encourage it. I really love to get sats. It makes me super happy. But the reason I recommend it is because you can then take that address, go to Nostr, and just make an account on the Nostr social protocol, which is, think of it like Twitter, except there's no centralized server. You can just go to something like primal.net. I'll have that link in the show notes as well. Then literally get up there. I'll have my public key so that you can just search me, find me, tag me in your post. And then I'll shoot you some sats. And I'll retweet it or re-note it and tell everybody, welcome to Bitcoin, welcome to Nostr, welcome to unbannable social media and unbannable money. And people will zap you. It'll be great. It's a lot of fun. People will just give you free sats. Then what I do when it comes to Albi and the fact that it is custodial, and you can also use Wallet of Satoshi, but the problem, in my opinion, with Wallet of Satoshi, or the reason I recommend GetAlby, is because the Albi extension in your desktop lets you have a login with Nostr, or login to Nostr option. So you can put your keys just in the extension, and, you know, Albi doesn't have access or, you know, can't see your keys or anything. But you can immediately use Nostr, and you don't have to go look for a different tool or, you know, set up your key in a different way. It's just all kind of right there. It's the reason I use it on all my browsers, and I'm a big fan of GetAlby. They have a really, really great wallet. And you can use them non-custodially. So if you want to upgrade your Lightning instance down the road and you want to have a different account or different Nostr keys, you want to manage multiple keys, and you want to have your own full node where you open up channels and all of this good stuff, well, then you can use the, like, LND Hub or LND Connect, whatever the hell it is. And it's just basically a QR code. It's a string that you paste into it, and then you can connect to that. So, like, for instance, my Embassy Pro, which is a home node setup, is a machine. It's a computer that's designed to just run your Bitcoin life. It's like a secure Bitcoin hub that you can connect your wallets and things to. I can plug that into Albi. And so rather than using a custodial Lightning wallet, I can use the Lightning wallet that I have set up myself, and I can just use Albi as the front end. So it leaves you a lot of room to expand, get more advanced, and keep using it down the road, even though you're starting with something that is fully trusted from the context of receiving Bitcoin or receiving Lightning payments. Which, if you need a refresher on Lightning, you can go back to Basics Episode 6, by the way. But again, that's a really kind of fun and interactive way to get Bitcoin easy and for free. Might not be a lot, but, you know, I'll send you a couple of bucks. That's one of the things I do with Nodeless too. So if you're a merchant or you're selling something online, or you want to do a paywall for something simple, you just want to try it out, you want to sell some artwork or anything, and you want to use Nodeless, I've been doing an offer to get people to check out Nodeless is to set up the donation page, which you can literally do in like three clicks. And I've had tons of people who posted on Noster and posted on Twitter or whatever say, okay, yeah, guy, you were totally right. This literally takes like three clicks to set it up. And then I will send you, if you tag me in it and you put your link to your donation page, I'll literally send you 10,000 sats, which is like almost $4. I mean, it's not a ton, but you know, if I'm doing it for genuinely hundreds of people, it adds up really quick. So I'm probably not going to do it forever. I think I've already sent, you know, probably $300-ish to people. And like I said, I really like my sats, so I won't be doing it forever. So if you want to do it, and specifically you want to take this opportunity to get into Bitcoin, to get into Lightning, and you want to do it for free, well, that's an easy offer that you can take me up on. And they also make it so that you can plug in one of the things. If you go to the withdrawal setting, you can punch in that address. So what I was talking about before, the guyswan@getalbi.com, I just paste that into my withdrawal settings. And then from my donation page, the Lightning, you send the Lightning payment to Nodeless, to the Nodeless front end, and then it immediately just redirects it and pushes it to my Lightning address. Now, the next step from there to get non-custodial is to just withdraw to Phoenix. And I do that probably, now I get a lot of zaps and stuff on Noster, and then I send a lot of zaps. I, you know, send sats to tons of people all the time. I probably do like 20-ish, 10 to 20-ish payments a day, you know, back and forth. So I do this pretty frequently, maybe every 4 or 5 days, basically whenever there's 100,000 sats or more, which is like 30-ish bucks, right? When there's a decent amount of money in sats, of value in sats in my Albi wallet, I just immediately withdraw it to Phoenix. So Phoenix is a really great Phoenix, by the way. It's not like spelled wrong on purpose. But Phoenix Wallet is a Lightning wallet that is non-custodial, but they have what is referred to as an LSP. Now, if you want to listen to the Lightning episode, Basics 06, you can kind of get a better idea of what that means. But really the easy way to think about this, or the important thing, is that it's non-custodial and you can just always receive a payment. Sometimes the fee will be a little bit bigger because they're having to open up a new channel to you, but it's all done behind the scenes. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to know what's going on. You just create an invoice. You say, I want to receive 10,000 sats or whatever, and then somebody can pay it. Or in the context of like withdrawing from Albi. So if I have like, let's say I have 50,000 sats in Albi right now, I think, because I haven't withdrawn in a day or two, a couple of days. Yeah, so I have 58,000 sats. Roughly $16. So what I would do is I would go to my Phoenix wallet and I say, I want to receive, I punch in 50,000 sats, and then I copy that and I paste it into my Albi and I just hit go. And then boom, it's in my Phoenix. It's under my control. It's behind my keys. I own the Bitcoin and it just works. It will just always work. So to recap, the best two ways to low barrier ways to get into Bitcoin, to get some Bitcoin, in my opinion, are to sell something for Bitcoin, provide some sort of service or value, or just get rid of some stuff that you don't need that somebody else could use, and sell it for Bitcoin, and then you can get some Bitcoin. The second way is to get on Nostr, and N-O-S-T-R, by the way. The link I suggest is primal.net, just because it's a really great interface. It's really clean. I like the way they've built their thing. Links to all of this stuff will be in the show notes, by the way. I'm collecting these as we go through. But set up an account at Primal, get your key, write that crap down, put it in your password manager, whatever it is. Then in the Zaps settings, you punch in your my username at getalbi.com, your address that you get when you sign up on GetAlbi. Then post something. Post something, tag me, and be like, hey, I'm new to Bitcoin, new to this Lightning thing, and ask questions. If you can't figure out how to get it plugged in, again, to go to Nostr. And one thing that's important is find me. Again, I'll have my NPUB. It says NPUB, and then there's just a big string of nonsense. This is kind of like my quote-unquote account. These are my keys for the social media. But do the little at symbol and stick that behind it so that I'll see it. And I will welcome you. I will answer any questions that you have. And then people will zap you and you'll just get some free sats. So sell something for Bitcoin, get on Noster, accept zaps. These are great ways to get Bitcoin. Now, the more quote unquote official ways, the more reliable in the sense that you're always going to get exactly what you're looking for and you can just kind of click it and say, hey, I want to buy Bitcoin, and they will send you Bitcoin. The one downside of this is, or the biggest downside, I guess, is the complete and utter lack of privacy you have to punch in. It's like signing up for any sort of like banking or finance app. You're probably going to have to like send a picture in of your ID. And granted, a lot of them have done a very good job of trying to minimize as much as possible the friction of doing this, of setting this up. And it's not like it takes a super long time, but nonetheless, you have to do it. And then you have to plug in your bank account and then, you know, get an ACH transfer, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the services that I recommend for this are river.com. R-I-V-E-R, like river.com, Swan Bitcoin, Strike, and Cash App. Now, I want to talk about each of these and what the benefits and the drawbacks of each of them are. So both River and Swan Bitcoin are really great options for kind of more of the savings account mentality of buying it regularly over time. And I highly recommend a recurring purchase strategy if you're getting into Bitcoin for the long term and you want to do it. I really like both of these services. The reason I would recommend River before Swan Bitcoin is if you're trying to get in quickly and you want to use Lightning, is because River has integrated Lightning and Swan Bitcoin is going to be doing that, but they haven't done it yet. I think because they had such big trouble with their custodian and prime trust and everything, and they're trying to protect everybody's funds, that all of their energy right now is put towards creating their own custodian. They're literally creating an institutional grade Bitcoin custodian, because so many of the options in the space are just basically crap. And specifically, this one will be Bitcoin only. They have it on their blog, a blog post recently, kind of detailing out the plan and, you know, what they have in the works. So I don't know what the timeline is on that. But I suspect Lightning will be a little bit slower on the uptake for Swan Bitcoin because of that. But on River, you can set up, buy some Bitcoin, and then withdraw to a Lightning invoice. So if you want to just receive a Lightning payment and you've got an invoice for, you know, 50,000 sats, whatever it is, you can paste it into the river.com withdrawal and they will just shoot it to you over Lightning. Now, funny is you can actually do that with Swan Bitcoin too, because Phoenix will accept on-chain. So you can just put in a normal address and it will turn into Lightning. Essentially what happens is the Phoenix service that's helping you with liquidity on your wallet so that everything talks Lightning. You can just put in a normal Bitcoin address from Swan Bitcoin and they will send you the Bitcoin and then it will just show up in your Lightning wallet. The reason I think of them more as a long-term savings and kind of more recurring purchase or a big purchase service is because you generally have to wait on your ACH transfers, I think, still like a week for your initial setup. So it's not going to be quick if you don't have a Swan account and you've never used it before. But both of those are great options. Now, I also recommend Cash App. Cash App has Lightning integrated. It's a little bit, I don't know why, I don't know what it is about their Lightning integration, but it's a little bit hairy sometimes. It doesn't work the best that I have seen. And honestly, it's a little bit frustrating because Cash App is such a huge company and they've done such a good job with everything else. I don't quite understand why they're having such trouble. They clearly have failed to integrate something in the last like couple of years that so many of the other major Lightning services and providers and stuff have done that just kind of solve the problems. And for some reason, Cash App is behind. But on the withdrawal side, if you want to get some Bitcoin and then withdraw it, that's much less of a problem because it's Phoenix that's actually solving the problem and doesn't really matter a whole lot on the Cash App side. So that's why they're still a really good place to get Bitcoin and get it on straight onto Lightning. Their fees, I believe, are like 1.5 or 2%. So the fees are going to be a little bit more than River and Swan. In fact, if you do a recurring buy on, you can prepay fees on Swan for recurring buys and pay less, like 0.5% or something like that. And then River, you have like a standard fee. I don't even remember what it is. And then if you do a recurring buy, there's actually no fee on the kind of long-term savings purchases. So that's pretty cool. But the reason I definitely recommend Cash App is because so many people have it. Cash App is really popular on the fiat side. You know, I pay the guy who mows my lawn with Cash App. So a lot of you, if you go look at your phone, maybe you don't even use it that frequently, but if you've ever used those payment apps, Cash App is one of the most popular. And on that point, actually, Venmo and PayPal, you can buy Bitcoin in now as well. So a lot of these like kind of dominant payment apps, you can literally just go in. If you've already set up on Cash, that's the reason this is such a low barrier way, is because a lot of people already have Venmo. A lot of people already have Cash App. So you've done the, I've signed up for a financial service. I've given them my social security number and I've scanned my butthole and given them a DNA sample and all of that crap. So the transition to buying Bitcoin is really easy or really simple from there. So both Venmo and Cash App, as long as you withdraw, I'm not a huge fan of PayPal, but I would use them just if I knew I could get my Bitcoin, if I could just go ahead and withdraw it and get it in my custody, if I already had it and I was already using it for other reasons. Again, on all of these, this is the opposite of privacy. You know, Nodeless or accepting sats and stuff on Nostr, those are great privacy options just because you're not signing up with any, you know, financial services that's going to report anything or keep a, you know, permanent record of what you're doing or, you know, send it off to a regulator, blah, blah, blah. You're just interacting with other people in the Bitcoin space. Those are genuinely the quote unquote peer-to-peer ways to get Bitcoin, is accepting Bitcoin in payment or for value or service, and then just accepting it on Nostr. Specifically why I mentioned them first. But the other ones that I think are really good options, River.com. They're a good company. They're very Bitcoin focused. SwanBitcoin.com, they're Bitcoin only, very Bitcoin ethos and focused. And from both of them, you will get a really solid understanding Bitcoin perspective. They're not going to sell you shitcoins or crypto, all that good stuff. Cash App, a little bit more on the traditional fintech side of things, but a decent option nonetheless. They're a good company. They have integrated Bitcoin and they've been doing Bitcoin purchases and sales for a really long time. Their fees are a little bit higher, but they're really popular. And again, you can buy it and you can withdraw it to your Bitcoin address or to your Phoenix wallet and straight over Lightning. So all of these are really good options. I'll tag Venmo onto the end just because I know you can buy Bitcoin with it now with PayPal, but they're kind of in the alternative bucket. If you don't have those other options or you don't want to sign up for something new, okay, you can use that one. Now, lastly, Strike. Now, there's a reason why I really, really like Strike, is because their Lightning integration is amazing. It's the primary way that you kind of interact with stuff. I'm not 100% sure. Somebody said that their sign-up process now has more friction. It's more traditional financial or traditional fintech sort of, you know, give your ID or whatever. And it wasn't when I set it up. So I haven't set up a new account in a while. So I don't know what their new KYC stuff is. But you're going to get that with any of these apps. So that's not really anything new. I think it's just more that Strike isn't going to be vastly easier than the others, whereas for some time they were. But I think they were dealing with a lot of fraud, which is typically the case with these apps. That's why integrating with dollars is such a pain in the ass. But the great thing about Strike is it's designed far more around just quote-unquote paying people. So you can just put in a Lightning invoice. You don't have to go to withdraw Bitcoin. You don't even have to buy Bitcoin. The app itself, you can go to the buy Bitcoin section, but you don't have to. The app itself will just treat your dollars and it will speak the Bitcoin and Lightning protocol, so to speak. So an example is the way Cash App works is that you put dollars into Cash App and you have a dollar balance, right? Then you go to your Bitcoin tab and you're like, okay, I want to buy Bitcoin. And then you pay a 1.5% or 2% fee, whatever it is. And you say, okay, I'm going to turn these $50 into Bitcoin. Here's the fee that I paid. And now you have a Bitcoin balance in Cash App. Then you go to withdraw Bitcoin, and then you punch in your address to your wallet, or you punch in your Phoenix wallet address, or if you select Lightning, you put in a Lightning invoice, and then they send it to you. So it's a couple of extra steps. Now, Strike has this exact same setup. You have a dollar balance, and you can have a Bitcoin balance. However, the reason I like Strike is specifically because from your dollar balance, you can just scan a Lightning invoice, and you don't have to, there's no fee. There's just like the normal spread or whatever it is to, it's a really small fee, whatever it is. I think it's like sometimes come out to 0.1 or 0.2%, but it's just whatever their spread is to convert. But this is a super low barrier and super simple way to just scan a Lightning invoice and then get sats to your wallet. So I just did it. I had $16 in Strike. And also you can get donations and stuff over Strike. You have a Strike address, kind of like the Lightning address option. So that's pretty cool too. But I had $16, like USD, in my account. I did not go up and buy Bitcoin. I didn't swap it to a Bitcoin balance. I just went to Phoenix and I said, here's a invoice for 10,000 sats. I want to receive 10,000 sats. And then I pasted it into my Strike. When I said I want to send somebody some money, I pasted it in and it just turned to that $16, the part of it, I was like, I think it was like, you know, $3 or something, into sats, and then just sent me the Bitcoin over Lightning. So I didn't like quote unquote officially buy it or anything. I just made a payment in a dollar denomination, an amount of dollars that just went to me as sats. The reason I like this so much is because whenever I send dollars to Strike, well, it's just now that dollar or that dollar balance can just kind of be Bitcoin whenever I need it to be. It might as well be indistinguishable. It's just that while it's in the app, it's just sitting as dollars. So it's a whole lot more mobile than having it in my bank account. And then when I'm going out and I want to buy something, or one of the things I do is I'll use it as an opportunity to kind of like control habits, or, you know, reward myself for not, you know, eating crap, or for keeping up with my, with some habit that I want to do, or working out, or, you know, walking the dogs or something like that, is I'll just be like, okay, I'm going to pay myself a dollar in sats. And then I just get an invoice and I scan it, and then boom, that dollar that was in Strike is now, you know, 2,800 sats in my Phoenix wallet. So after the dollars make it to Strike, after you withdraw or you ACH from your bank account, which I think you can still set it up and connect it to a debit card. They were having some trouble there for a minute, but regardless, there's the setup is roughly the same as you would get with these other ones. I think a lot of the times it will be easier, but you put dollars in it and then you can just send it to any Lightning wallet, any Bitcoin wallet, because it just speaks both options. You just put in a Bitcoin address and you can send money. And I really like the lack of barrier there, because I can treat my Strike dollar balance like a Lightning wallet. Like, I can just go around, scan stuff. I can send it to other people. I can buy stuff from merchants. I can buy gift cards with it, with a dollar balance that gets sats discounts, because like something like Fold has gift cards with like 2.5% back. It's just really handy to have that service, because a dollar balance just speaks the Bitcoin protocol. So definitely put Strike on your radar. Now, lastly, I will also mention Fold, because the reason I'm not using Fold anymore to buy sats is because I'm in North Carolina, and North Carolina is crap, and their regulations are just straight garbage, so I can't use it to buy Bitcoin anymore, which is infuriating. But the debit card, when you move money to the debit card, you can actually buy sats directly into the Fold, directly in the Fold app, with no fee whatsoever with your card balance. So if you have the Spin Plus card, you can buy it right in Fold, and then you can withdraw. Though I do not think you can withdraw over Lightning. See, again, I don't remember, or I don't know, and I can't check because I don't have the freaking service because I'm in North Carolina. So I was doing that for a while until, I think it was like April of this year, or May, maybe? I don't know. Somewhere between like March and May, somewhere in the spring that North Carolina decided to be shitty. And so now I can't do that. But for a lot of you out there, that is still an option. Not if you're in New York, not if you're in North Carolina, not if you're in Connecticut, I believe. There's like a couple. There's like four states that suck and you can't buy with Fold. So that's why I put it at the end. They're another great option, but they're just not available to everyone. So yeah, if you're using services, some sort of financial service or fintech app or service in order to buy Bitcoin, I would say the ones that I highly recommend are River, Swan Bitcoin, Strike, Cash App, Fold, and Venmo. And roughly in that order, though the first couple are interchangeable. The only ones that I specifically say are lower down on the list, more specifically, are Cash App and Venmo, and it's just because they're more traditional fintech, and you're probably going to have a slightly higher fee, and they're less oriented around being Bitcoin apps and more dollar consumer payment apps that kind of have like Bitcoin tacked onto the side. But because so many people have them, I still highly recommend them. If you already have Cash App or you already have Venmo, it's a pretty low barrier way to just go look in the app and be like, okay, well, let me check out this Bitcoin thing. Then you send that to your Phoenix wallet and then get on Noster and you can go zap some people. You can go play around with sats, with Lightning. And I highly, highly encourage you to play. And do it with just a few bucks, too. Do it with, you know, get 10 bucks worth and just go play. Go zap some people, go get some zaps, you know, get on GetAlbi, send it around, bounce it around a couple of wallets. Sure, you might pay some fees or whatever, but just kind of get a feel for it. Think of it as a $10 investment into understanding and learning Lightning and Bitcoin and getting a feel for it. And then get on Noster and tag me and, you know, send your GetAlbi address. And I'll shoot you some sats too, so you can play around with it. Maybe you'll get $10 free just for being on Noster, just for checking out the community. So, to recap and kind of hit the whole list. Accept Bitcoin as a merchant. Accept Bitcoin for selling your stuff. If you want a web interface or a way to just receive donations and you want 10,000 sats for free from me, go to nodeless.io/guy. That's actually my special link and it's in the show notes. Yes, they are a sponsor of this show, but I genuinely think that the reason they are a sponsor is because I think they're an awesome service. Super undervalued, and a lot of people don't know that it's just that easy to accept Bitcoin. So that is a great way to get Bitcoin directly. Also, set up on getalbi.com. Do the browser extension, create an address, your username at getalbi.com, and then anybody can just send you zaps at any time. And if you use that to get on Noster, get on the social media protocol that is ban-proof, that is censorship-resistant, punch in that address into your zap address, and then people can just send you zaps. You can play around, you can post, you can talk to people, you can tag me, you can talk to me. We can hang out and you can get some sats. And then lastly, if you want to go directly to a financial service where obviously you have a little bit of privacy concerns, obviously you have your normal traditional fintech barriers and KYC stuff, but the really good services for that are River, Swan Bitcoin, Strike, Cash App, Fold, and Venmo. So, those should be all great options to get into Bitcoin, to get some Bitcoin, and then when you want to withdraw, if you want to use a Lightning wallet, you want Lightning to be your primary way to interact, Phoenix Wallet. It is non-custodial, and it has an LSP, so you'll never have to worry about whether or not the payment will be fulfilled. They will just automatically convert Bitcoin to Lightning, or vice versa, as needed. And if you want to receive a payment, you will receive a payment. You don't have to think about channel management or liquidity. And that's the same thing with Nodeless, by the way. They handle all that on the back end. And then after you have a substantial balance and you want to really bump up your Bitcoin sovereignty and get like long-term savings, you get yourself a cold card, you get yourself a hardware wallet, and you move your Bitcoin, your big stash, to that. And then you are Bitcoin sovereign. And then that's it. You got into Bitcoin. You can now play around. You can now pay invoices. You can now zap on Noster. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you got something out of it. Check out our sponsors with links and goodies in the show notes. And I will catch you on the next episode of Bitcoin Audible. I hope you're enjoying the basics series. And if this is your first time playing around with it, welcome to Bitcoin. And don't forget to subscribe to Bitcoin Audible. I'll catch you on the next one. Take it easy, guys. The most beautiful thing we can experience is the mysterious. It is the source of all true art and all science. He to whom this emotion is a stranger, who can no longer pause to wonder and stand wrapped in awe, is as good as dead. His eyes are closed. Albert Einstein.